Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do The Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! With WordCamp year right around the corner, I'd like to thank our sponsors and partners who are also supporting WordCamp this year. So special thanks to Woo, Jetpack, GoDaddy, Hostinger, Wiglot, WordPress.com, OmniSend, Cloudways, and AirWallix. And if you're going to be there, make sure and stop by their booths and tell them Do The Woo sent you. Speaking of WordCamp Europe, I'm going to keep this short. Today, Devin has a great chat with three of the organizers from WordCamp Europe. There's a lot to unpack and a ton of great things going on this year. So let's get right into it.
So hello, everyone. How are you all doing?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
Fantastic.
How are you?
Great, great, great. I'm great. So let's start with introducing yourself, because you are part of this amazing team of people who are coming together to prepare one of the flagship events that we have in the WordPress space, WordCamp Europe 2024.
So my name is Lisa. I am a product marketer at Group One, and this year I am leading the community team for WordCamp Europe.
I am Hasser. I am a member of the communications, marketing, and PR team during WordCamp Europe 2024, and I am a WordPress developer and a project manager freelance, so I work for myself.
Yeah, I'm Pier Mario. I'm a freelance web designer and the WordPress community. I'm also part of the Italian Polyglots team. And as for WordCamp Europe 2024, I'm a team lead for the content team.
Great. So we have folks from the community team, the marketing team, and the content team. And I believe WordCamp Europe team is bigger than this, but they're going to be here with us today to share what's happening in the preparation and what WordCamp Europe will bring to you in the coming, actually, it's 1 month ago. So yeah, we're very excited, and I bet you're all busy preparing for the WordCamp, right? So I've been only to WordCamp Europe for, I think, 2 times. So first time was WordCamp Europe in Berlin 2019, and then the second time was WordCamp Europe in Porto. That was in 2022, I think. So I'm very sorry that I won't be able to make it to WordCamp Europe in Torino this time, but I'd love to hear what are the great things that we are going to see at WordCamp Europe this year. Probably we can start from the content team, because I believe content team will be responsible for curating the speakers and probably other programs of the event. So Pier Mario.
Yes, as content team, we are responsible for all the sessions during WordCamp, so talks and workshops. And what will you see? We tried to put together a program that brings together, hopefully, the best of the current state of the WordPress community, even though we recognize that it's a giant challenge because there are millions of possible things you can focus on and, you know, all the endless permutations of the program. But we try to do a balance between community talks and what's happening in the WordPress space, even technically, like what are the next advancements of WordPress, where are we headed, and on top of that, there will be talks that we hope will go from beginner level to advanced and technical. So I invite everybody to go check the schedule on the WordCamp Europe website.
Sounds good. So, and is there anything that is new that you are going to bring to this year's event? New compared to at least last year or the last couple of years of WordCamp Europe?
We tried to like listen to the as much as possible to the feedback we got last year in Athens. For example, two bits of the feedback we got that last year we had too many workshops and there were not enough technical or advanced talks. So we tried to balance this here. And so this year we won't have like an all day workshop track like we had last year. So we have workshops only in the morning, and that track basically in the afternoon, it's turns into some kind of experimental one, where in a track we'll have like a vertical track on business talks, SEO, and this kind of focus. And the other, this will be on Friday on and on Saturday, we'll have this track for half a day will be dedicated to brand new speakers who have never been on a WordCamp Europe stage. So we are trying to, and this will be all lightning talks. So we thought that it would be interesting to try this experiment to provide some people with like their first entry point to a flagship event and start with the lightning talk that might be less frightening than going out on the main stage, because this year the main stage has holds about like the seating in the hall has about 1200 seats, so for a first timer that could be little scary. So we're trying this in a smaller hall, and we hope this will eventually you know, show people that everybody can apply for WordCamp Europe, and that these new speakers will become new speakers that will make many more events in the future, because some of them have really not a lot of WordCamps under their belt, you know.
I really like that idea where you really give the space for new speakers. So that is intentional, right? I heard in many local, well, not many, but several local WordCamps where they actually provide some support to new speakers. Is there any kind of like support that you provide to these new speakers?
Yeah, just like I would imagine every WordCamp, at least the ones I've been involved in, there's a mentorship program. So every speaker can ask for different levels of help based on what they need. And this could be from either, you know, just another opinion or a new set of another pair of eyes on their slides, or feedback on some wording or titles, to like just taking them by the hand and just guiding them through their preparation and until the presentation. So we're open, and if any speaker asks, we are ready to bring in some mentors and more experienced people in the organizing team to help them as much as we can.
All right. That sounds terrific. And so what about diversity? Can you tell us something about the diversity of your speakers lineup?
Yeah, that's been another big focus for us. First of all, we started from really stressing that the call for a speaker was open to really everybody, and also reached out to diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging Slack channels to just get the word out. And to start with, I think that we started from a more varied pool that we had last year, because like seeing the application. Usually, like WordCamps have, I would say, kind of unfortunately, but like an overwhelmingly more male application pool. So this year we saw that more women applied. And so we tried we didn't do the math, but I think we did make it to reach gender parity on our program. So I think the schedule should be pretty balanced. And then we tried to bring in speakers from underrepresented groups. I wouldn't list the groups, because you can just have a look at the schedule and see for yourselves. We basically we think that this year's schedule is more diverse than last year. And I was in the content team even last year, so I'm not saying something bad about myself.
You are doing great.
Well, I don't know. That's up to the attendees eventually. But the feedback we got so far was encouraging. Yeah, I think we tried to give as much representation in the schedule as possible.
Sure. We'll talk more about the content. And before I go to Lisa as the lead of the community team, because on the schedule page, I saw WordCamp Connect. What is this WordCamp Connect? But I'd like to ask Lisa and Hasser for just a quick response. So as a co-team, like co-organizers of WordCamp Europe, you probably have been looking at this schedule. Can you share what you are so looking forward to?
I must add to what you said before and what Pierre Mario said as well. I'm really looking forward to the lightning talks, because I'm very intrigued by the new faces coming into the community and presenting. And this is also a diversity issue, because diversity is so much more than just gender parity. This is also about providing opportunities for those who aren't typically present on stage. And when you do travel, such as myself, who goes to multiple WordCamps, I tend to see the same faces on stage. And now I'm very excited to see diversity of thought. And I think it's beautiful. I think Pier Mario and his team did an excellent job, and I'm very much looking forward to this democratized stage.
Thank you so much for sharing. That sort of perspective is something that will sort of motivate more folks to get engaged and involved, and probably start from their local WordCamps, local WordPress events, and then preparing themselves to take this bigger stage at the flagship event. All right. What about you, Hasser?
If I have time during the event, because the communications team is usually very busy, but if I have time,
I hear you.
Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to the speed build challenge that is in the program. So I think it's nice, because it's a very, I hope at least that it's going to be a very interactive, session. And seeing some kind of action going on. You see, instead of just a normal talk that you're looking at, as a participant, just hearing and maybe ask questions at the end. But I'm hoping that with this speed building challenge, it's going to be, more fun, I think. So I think that's something I have never seen something like this before at WordCamp Europe. In the last 3 years or so that I've been part of it. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing, Hasser. Now let's go to Lisa, so the team lead of community team. I heard WordCamp Connect is part of your things to prepare. So can you tell us a bit more about what you're actually doing in the community team, and what is WordCamp Connect, and if there's anything excited about community related activities in the event that we can look forward to?
Well, buckle up, because the community team is doing a lot this year and the years before that and the years to come. We are a team that represents the WordPress community as a whole and the people of WordPress and the future of this community. So what we do is we handle all community-related events during the conference days. It starts with probably the biggest community event of them all, and that is the Contributor Day, which this year has been extremely popular. We closed our registration with 700 spots within a few days after publishing the registration form. So Contributor Day is packed, and I'm super excited for this. It could be the biggest Contributor Day thus far, and we also have tons of new tables. We will have a coding standards table. We will have a DIB table. I just got that confirmed. So this is our take on diversity. We will have a playground table to increase the visibility for these super important projects that are going on within the community. I'm very, very excited about Contributor Day. And one of the visions that I had before accepting the role of team lead this year was to organize a Contributor Day where the Wi-Fi is good. I want it to be so good that people talk about it in the upcoming years. So when they visit the next WordCamp, I want them to say, I wish that the Wi-Fi is so good as it was in Torino 2024. So let's see if I can live up to this.
You have to share with me later. I won't be able to be there, but yeah, let me know. Let me know.
We have some new solutions for this. So fingers crossed, everything will run smooth. Besides contributing, we also do other community events, such as a wellness track for those who want to relax and unwind, and yoga class, or go for a nice walk from Torino. We can highly recommend to follow the wellness track. We have an excellent kids workshop or youth and adults workshop that is, again, led by the amazing Aida and William Jackson. They are real superstars when it comes to getting kids into the WordPress community. They will teach them how to create content, how to run a blog, and make sure that their blogs live on long after the challenge. So this is something to really recommend if you have youth that you can bring to WordCamp Europe. Don't miss out on this. This is during Contributor Day. And youth over 16 can, well, sorry, over 14 can participate unsupervised. Youth that are 13 to 14 years of age and would require parents to stay with them. But they're very welcome to join, and they're will be free web spaces provided for the exercise. There will be a scavenger hunt. It's going to be super cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds fun.
And besides that, we also have a huge community booth where you can come to do fun things and to learn more about the WordPress community and to meet with us, who are the representatives of the WordPress community, learn how you can get involved. We will have a selfie station. I'll take a cool photo to share with everyone, and a world map. So please, that is very important. Come and put a pin on our map to see where you're from. And this year, we've made sure to include the whole world. This was some of the feedback from last year that it was a bit Eurocentric. It accidentally got a little bit smooshed in design. But this year, we got it covered. So come and tell us where you're from. And besides that, we will also have some really interesting presentations. We will have representatives from the Playground and Openverse. So those are super important projects that need highlighting. We're really happy to have them. There will be a schedule for that as well. So this is an excellent opportunity to learn more about these projects.
Are they part of the WordCamp Connect?
No, I was about to get to WordCamp Connect.
All right.
Well, and this all kind of ties together because we are trying to connect everything we do with the Red Thread. And this year, this Red Thread is about sustainability from a holistic point of view, because that is what we are about as a team. We are about future-proofing the community and the way we exist and work together and the way we meet and the standards that we set. And that will translate into two things. So the first manifestation of this is at the community booth, because what we see is that there is a lot of discussion going on about environmental sustainability, and that is great. But one aspect of sustainability that is often overlooked is the sustainability for the people of WordPress. And that means mental health and reducing stress and overall happiness and ease of participation in the community and fight for the future. So what we are trying to do is to connect individuals under financial stress or otherwise need of sponsorship to sponsors who would be benefiting from their skills and experience. And we do know that sponsors this year get meeting room slots. But for those who cannot afford to rent a meeting room, we created our own meeting room to meet with sponsors at the community booth. And the community booth is an excellent place to just loiter around if you're a sponsorship seeker or someone looking to hire, because here's where you come and find your talent. Here's where you come find your consultants, partners, and future employees. There are people out there who are burning themselves out and who are in dire need of meeting with sponsors. So we have facilitated this for them. And there's a closed-off space on the community booth that can be used for that.
Okay.
So this is step one. And step two is to translate these sustainability-themed talks to WordCamp Connect.
What would that be?
It has a new name. It used to be, last year it was WP Connect. The year before, in Porto, it was WP Cafe. And the reason for the sudden name changes is that, first of all, the format changed a little bit. And then we realized we had a sponsor with the same name. So to avoid confusion,
all right,
we decided to opt for a name that is hard to copy by third parties. So it is now WordCamp Connect. And this is a series of panels that are panels, but are not panels, if you understand what I'm saying. It's an informal talk where no one is really a speaker or presenter, but rather a facilitator of conversation. And that is based on someone's experience with the topic. So we have selected a few community-themed topics, such as setting sustainable web development standards, or one that I'm really looking forward to is about democratizing opportunities. And we have selected a few individuals with ample experience from to facilitate an open conversation where we not only allow, but really encourage the audience to get into the conversation, interrupt at any time, ask questions, counter statements. This is not about a monologue on stage. This is about a community talk where we come together and everyone gets to be heard. A final note on being heard is that the last WordCamp Connect session, we are giving back to the first-time attendees because we want to hear what they are up to. And we want to hear what they think of the event, on how it was organized, what we could have done better, what they liked, what we should keep doing, what we should stop doing, everything. And this is going to be held in track two. On the stage and track two.
Right.
So we really want the first timers to show up and tell us how they really feel.
Wow. It sounds a lot, but also excited at the same time. And I'm actually highlighting a few things like from Pier Mario, from you, Lisa, which I will bring to my next question for Hasser as part of the marketing team. So Pier Mario, talk about providing an opportunity for the first-time speakers, right? And then under the community team, there are several programs or activities that involves the future generation of our community, the kids scam, youth scam, young folks, but also providing a space for new attendees to be heard, to speak up, to engage, to connect with a wider community, I would say probably veteran, seasonal WordCamp attendees. So it sounds to me that there's an attempt of reaching out to new audiences or bringing folks who probably are new to WordPress. Can you share a little bit of like, what the marketing team this year is planning or strategizing in bringing new folks, new attendees into our event space, especially this flagship event in Europe? Is there any like particular strategy or plan around that?
There is. It's not maybe only focused on bringing like new people or the youth, but I think you can see it much broader in a sense of you know, diversity, equity, equality, or and belonging, inclusivity and belonging. So it's what we are more focused on this year in the communications, marketing, and PR team also is to I mean, the main thing that we do is to post the content on the website, right? So we have a lot of content around the event, and everything that goes to the website, which is our main our main communication tool, let's say, everything is being edited in such a way that it really is inclusive of everyone. So if also like new people who are new to WordCamps or to WordPress, the community in general. Also everything like, you know, gender to be very inclusive in that sense. So what we are doing is really actively editing everything before when we receive something or when we write something to make sure that it's, you know, sending out this message through the website. So that is first thing that we are really focusing on a lot this year. Second of all is what we're trying to do is we have the speakers already, they are already selected. And what we're trying to do is with certain speakers who want also some extra visibility, let's say, before the event. So these can be new speakers, for instance, but also other speakers who really, you know, want some extra visibility for their topic, for instance, because the topic could also be something very new. What we are offering them is to have a possibility to have some extra visibility also through our website and social media to answer a few questions about their topic, their talk, or you know what they are doing, or maybe their background, and then place this content in a post on the website or, you know, make some kind of post on social media and have some extra visibility for these speakers prior to the event already. So this is something that we are also doing. What we are also trying to do with specific social media, but this is more during the event, this is less sexy, this topic, but we're trying like to automate a lot of things beforehand. So we're using new tools with social media to have more automation. So we have our hands free, let's say, during the event as a team to pick up on ad hoc situations or ad hoc talks that are going on. You know, this can be in the WordCamp Connect or on the stages or during Contributor Day, for instance, where we have the possibility to give some extra visibility to things that are being discussed through social media during the event. So that is also something that is coming up. Yes.
Okay, that sounds exciting, using new tools. I'm actually intrigued to learn more about that, because that would be very handy for the our even local WordCamp organizers, so that they can focus on, as you mentioned, some ad hoc stuff that are happening. I'm actually looking at the WordCamp Europe websites while hearing also your sharing. I found this WordCamp Europe Leaders Pledge. What is this? I don't remember seeing this in the previous WordCamp sites, the WordCamp Europe site, I mean. Is this something new? I mean, if yes, then probably now it's new to me. I wasn't aware that it was there last year. What's the intention of this? Or what is the message that you all wanted to convey through this WordCamp Europe's Leaders Pledge?
Well, I mean, in short, I can maybe say that it is new, yes, this year that we have drafted this pledge, and this pledge was drafted with the global leads from last year and the ones of this year, and so it's just a pledge, basically to say, you know, that the WordCamp Europe organization is trying to be more transparent, more sustainable, more diverse, inclusive. So it's, and I think, it's good to have this pledge on the site publicly, because then, you know, it's a way for us to be accountable, you know, for what we are promising to do. So I think it's good that we have it this year, that we were not trying to, you know, to focus on these points before that. But I think because we have it now publicly on a website, something that people or the community can take us up on this and say, look, you had this pledge, and, you know, maybe it could be an idea, for instance, at the end of the year to say I don't know, maybe not a post or something on our website saying, look, these are the things that we did, you know, to show our community that we kept our part of the pledge of the commitment that we had towards the community, and saying these are the things that we did, and you know, you can keep keep us accountable for these points. So I think it's a good thing. I'm not sure if Pierre Mario or Lisa have something to add.
I would say that this is a pledge to listen to the community that we are representing, and to make sure to arrange the conference in a way that includes the needs and wants and opinions and everything about this community that we represent. That as someone who attends or sponsors or speaks at this event, has good enough insight into how decisions are made and feels included in the event from the very start.
Yeah, for me, this is when I was invited to be like lead for the content team this year. I was happy to see that we had like a draft of this pledge ready to be published, because being such a big event, and you know, one of the three now WordCamp flagship events in the world, there's obviously a lot of attention on us, and every choice, everything we say or publish or pick for talks gets public scrutiny. So to me, it was important from the get-go to know what rules were we playing by. So to make clear that this is our commitment and this is what we are trying to achieve, we'll do our best. And if we don't, as Sarah was saying, like hold us accountable, because we can do better in some of these things. But as content team, I think I can say that having a diverse lineup of speaker does not mean that we have, because one of the usual you know, critiques, when there's a discussion about bringing new people in or underrepresented groups or anything, is that, yeah, but you might be like skimping on quality or bringing less known speakers. This is a flagship event, so we want this and that. I think we managed, but eventually will be the attendees that decide. But we tried to do our best to have a diverse schedule, keeping quality very high, because there are new faces, but we are sure that every new person or persons that are not new in the community but haven't been often on WordCamp Europe stage are knowledgeable in their field and they have something important to share. So that's where we focused on our selection process.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so one last question for me related to the WordCamp Europe planning preparation. Before I'm going to ask all of you about, so this is something that you might want to prepare as well. I want to hear the story on how you get to WordCamp Europe organizing team 2024. It doesn't have to be a long story, but I think whatever you've done for your local community in Italy, in Portugal, and in Sweden is worth noting. Those experience brought you here, and now you are representing the whole WordPress community in Europe. So I want to ask about the Wapu. I saw these cute Wapus riding Vespa Piaggio. I'm actually dreaming of having Vespa, but I don't have a license. but this is so cute. And then also the, I don't know if I pronounce this correctly, Cinquecento? Is that correct?
Cinquecento.
Oh, cin.
Yep.
Cinquecento.
Cinquecento, yes.
Oh, Cinquecento. And that is actually Fiat 500?
Yeah.
In Italian, right. So what about them? Like, who designed them? Did you do some sort of like
a... I know this.
because I remember WordCamp Asia, they usually open it up for like a competition, right? They do a call for Wapu. Did you do similar thing, or this was purely designed by the design team? And what's the story about these two Wapus?
So the Wapus were designed by the design team, but among the design team, the Wapu master in the team.
There is such a thing, Wapu master?
Well, I called her Wapu master now, so she'll have to live with that. It's a longtime member of the Italian community and a great graphic designer. Eleonora Anzini, and she also designs Wapus for like local meetups. So we've seen some pretty amazing things in even in the Italian community. So she took care of that. As for the choice about Vespa and Cinquecento, as far as I know, they wanted to go with something that represents Italy and like you know, a light, fun way of living in a way. So Vespa is obviously fun and freedom, and it's recognized as Italian. And so it's like an easy one to pick. Cinquecento is also another like icon, if you will, of the Italian, you know, automotive industry. But that's also a nod to Torino itself, because Torino is the town where Fiat was born and based. And fun fact, Lingotto, the venue where we are hosting WordCamp Europe, used to be a Fiat car factory.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why it's so big. Like, it's huge.
Yeah, no. It gives me goosebumps now with the whole Wapu Cinquecento, and then the whole connection with the venue. Wow.
And the funniest thing about this, if anybody visiting Torino at some extra time, just next to the venue, like Lingotto is a whole conference center, mall, many things. On the roof of Lingotto, on the building next to the venue, there's actually a car test track that Fiat used to use to test their cars. So there's like this track on top of the building. And if you check YouTube for like the Italian job, I think there are some action scenes on the roof of Lingotto, and there's some Cinquecento action going on. So it's a whole tribute to the story of Torino and even movies, because Torino is one of the Italian capitals of cinema. So there's a lot of thinking, but maybe next time interview Eleonora, because she's pretty interesting. She is always us.
Well, I would want to say hi to Eleonora. Hello, Eleonora. Yeah. Thanks for the great Wapus. This is awesome. I mean, now I remember. So I visited Rome last year and I met with the community members in Rome. And I think I brought home some stickers, but I don't remember there was these. I'm looking at these Wapu eating spaghetti and pizza, and I don't remember I have them.
That's Eleonora.
Yeah, I do remember this Roman Empire Wapu, like with that helmet and a little sword. I wonder if that's also Eleonora, but it was not stickers. It was a keychain. Yeah, small transparent keychain. Thanks to the Rome meetup organizers. So that was beautiful. All right, now we go back to I spill a little bit before we talk about Wapu. Like, I really want to hear your stories, how you got to this big flagship event in Europe. What brought you here? How did you start this whole community event, WordPress community event organizing experience?
For me, the journey started in 2022. And I came from a completely different industry. I've always been a major lover and advocate for WordPress. And I came in to a WordPress role in a very interesting way, but I digress. And all of a sudden, I had a ticket to WordCamp Porto in my hand. And I was brought in to do a lot of community work. That was the goal of Group One, and still is. We are doing a lot to get involved in the community and to participate as much as we can. So my hands were completely free. I was given all the support and everything I needed to do anything I wanted. So I started locally. And I remember you and I, we had our onboarding session because I am actually a meetup organizer. That is how it started. I started small with local meetups in Malmo, the south of Sweden, and also helping out with the Copenhagen one. And started traveling to local WordCamps. And when the call for organizers in 2023 for Athens came out, I thought, well, it's an application, right? What's the worst thing that can happen? And I was offered to be on the community team. And I really liked it. We were a great bunch. And it was so much fun. It was, well, to some extent, stressful. But it was also work that never felt like work. And it was amazing. The experience in Athens was great. So when I came home, pretty much instantly, I signed up again.
So you just can't get rid of this whole community thing. You like it. You enjoy it.
I like it. I was instantly accepted, and I was, and I made new friends, and I found a place in this community pretty fast. And so I applied pretty much immediately. And when I got the email that And with the offer of leading the community team, I passed on the opportunity almost immediately. It didn't require much.
Wow. That's beautiful. And it's only 2 years?
Only 2 years.
You mentioned 2022. Now I remember our orientation. Now I remember. And I'm happy that to see you here leading the community team. So kudos to you, Lisa. Thank you so much for the great work you've done for Malmo community, Copenhagen, and now for the European community. That's great. So inspiring. Let's hear also from Hasser and Pier Mario.
My story is a bit different, although it also started in 2022 with Porto. Because it was in Portugal and I am based in Portugal. So I wanted to, that's how I came up with the idea to apply to be an organizer for WordCamp Europe. But before that, actually, I wasn't active in any local meetup or anything like that because where I live in Portugal, it's very remote. And so for me to be at a meetup in Lisbon, for instance, which is the nearest to me, I have to travel 2 hours by car. So it's not really easy for me to do that, even though it's only maybe once a month or so. But I thought maybe it's a good idea to start with WordCamp Europe directly. Why not?
Why not, right?
Yeah. So that's how I applied. And I think also because it was still during the pandemic that a lot of people actually kind of hesitated maybe to become an organizer or even to attend WordCamp Europe. But for me, that was less of an issue because I was already in Portugal. So for me, the travel was less and I knew the country, I knew everything, the rules, the restrictions, everything. So I think maybe in that sense, it was easier for me to make that decision to apply. That's how I started. I was in the communications team then as well, more communications marketing. And then the year after in Athens, it's the same as what Lisa said. I was there in the first year in Porto and I felt so like, I don't know, kind of like I felt home or something, you know, I even though I never met those people in real life, it was directly as if I knew everyone for years. So, you know, I made friendships and then I just wanted to come back for Athens. And that's how I also came back for Athens as an organizer. And now this year, the same thing for Torino and next year, y'all, who knows? I don't know. But everything is looking very, very good, at least. I still feel very at home and it's a great community. I think that is what keeps attracting a lot of people to come back.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Hasser. What about you, Pier Mario?
For me, talk about living far from the next meetup group. I live on an island, so I had to found my meetup group in my local city last year. I think before that, or maybe just because I live far from places where usually active meetups and WordCamps were, I actually started with the community at large. So being part of the Polyglots team, the detailing community is quite small in a way. So part of the Italian Polyglots team is also made by leads of local WordCamps like Laura and Gloria from Torino, Stefano from Rome, like Luisa and Lydia from Verona and Vicenza. So basically in 2021, I applied for the first time to be part of the organizing team for WordCamp Italy. Because we started with a national event after the pandemic. I applied because I basically knew 70% of the people involved in the organizing team. So I was like, I know them already. They're good friends. Why not? Let's try. So that led to be part of the content team in 2021 for WordCamp Italy. I then led content team again for WordCamp Italy 2022 and WordCamp Torino 2023. And so after that, just months later, I applied to be part of the organizing team for Athens. So I joined the content team, and this year I applied as a organizer, and I marked myself available to be a team lead. And so there you go.
Wow, amazing stories that you all have started. And I don't hear anyone saying, oh, I started in 2018. Not even, you know, that far. You just started a couple of years ago, and here you are, committed to the community work you're doing. Amazing. And thank you all so much for for what you've done for the community. So before we say goodbye to our listeners, I'm going to ask you if there's anything you want to add. I see that you still have a bit of like you have some calls, like call for photographers, probably also tickets that are still available. Is there anything that you want to mention? I mean, there's only 1 month to go, but if this is still something that everybody can grab the opportunity and not missing WordCamp Europe in Torino, this is your chance.
Yeah, definitely tickets. We have tickets. if you are not too far from Torino, or if you are far and can afford it, 100% recommend being at WordCamp Europe, because it's quite the experience. And as content team, just one quick service announcement. We are opening soon the registrations for the workshops. So that's another thing we did after feedback from last year. So last year, registrations for workshop happened only in the venue. And that was not always super smooth. So we are starting to open pre-registration soon for a good amount of the seats available for each workshop. But we will definitely leave seats open on the day of the event to be open to anybody who wants to follow. Our goal is to have workshops that are possibly sold out or packed, and just allow as many people as possible to make the most out of their WordCamp. That's it.
Sure. So tickets are still available, and the pre-registration for the workshop are opening soon. Great. Lisa?
So I have two things. And the first one is that we now have opened the side events registration. So these are events that are organized by anyone who is attending WordCamp. You don't have to be a sponsor. You don't have to be a big company to organize something. The only rule we have is that everyone is welcome. It is, of course, okay to have limitations to how many people can join. It's fully understandable. You don't need to have a venue for 3,000 people. As long as everyone who signs up is welcome to join within your limits, then we're happy to post information about your event for you, and post a link to your sign-up form, a map to where your guests can find you. And that is an excellent way to meet new people, connect with the community. And that just is one of those things that makes WordCamp so special, all the frontside events that take place. So you can do a walk, you can do a picnic, you can do a party, a workshop. The world is your oyster. So if you want to connect with new people, organizing a side event is great.
Okay.
And that is my one thing. The second thing I would really emphasize again, I would like to call on business representatives who are listening, and all on you to come to the community booth. This year, I'm all about getting people connected. So this is an excellent chance to meet with sponsor-seeking contributors. This is an excellent chance to find the talent that you need to fill any knowledge gaps in your organization, And if you are serious about WordPress, here is where you find the best people to help you out. And same with those who are seeking sponsorship, come to the community booth.
All right. So two announcements from the community team. Site event registration is open. You don't have to be a business folks or company, but individual can sign up for these site events. And then the second one is you're inviting business representatives and folks who are looking for sponsorships to come and meet at the community team booths, because there will be space, there will be opportunity for you to get to know each other and connect. Other than the WordCamp Connect, that is a special activity as well. All right. And last but not least, Hasser, is there any other like call for something that you want to share or any other highlights?
Well, I mean, we're getting closer to the event now, and we will also be still posting a lot of content that is all planned for the upcoming weeks. And this content is to persuade some people who are still not sure to attend, or people who have already bought their ticket but don't know really what to expect, or they want to know more about Torino. So this kind of content is all for them. We will be posting a lot about, practical things like how to get to the event venue, how to, from the airport, how to go to Torino, these kind of things that can help a lot of people with their planning. And then we will have posts like what to do in Torino, what kind of city is it, and the nice things to know about the city itself and places to visit. So it's all things that can warm up people already a bit about and get a kind of a feeling for the event already. So I'm hoping that this will persuade the last people who are still hesitating to come and join us as well.
Great. Sounds fabulous. All right. Thank you all so much for your time today, sharing all these excitement that we will see. I mean, if you go to Torino, you still have a chance. Tickets are still available. These folks, they talk about this is something. And I can confirm, WordCamp is magical. I mean, I joined the WordCamp, the WordPress community also thanks to WordCamp. And flagship event, it's also something else, especially WordCamp Europe. So thank you again for all your contribution to the WordPress community. Thank you for the hard work for WordCamp Europe. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing and chatting with me. I look forward to connecting with you somewhere in our WordPress space. And have a great day to you all. And see ya, everyone.
Bye. See you in Torino.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to WordPress Event Talk. If you're not subscribed, just head over to dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on our Do The Woo full channel feed. And lastly, we welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. So just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. Until the next time.